The Oscars are tonight. Hollywood is rolling out the red carpet, and the world's biggest stars are prepping for hair and makeup, practicing graceful acceptance speeches, and of course, they are playing the puzzle. Joining me now is leading man Will Shortz. What? Did I just say that? He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Are you a big fan of watching the Oscars?
I am. I've seen half of the Best Picture nominees this year.
That's pretty good.
My favorites are The Martian and Spotlight. How about you?
Did you see Room?
No. That's the sort of movie I would love to.
It's so good. Yeah, that is definitely my pick for Best Picture. And Brie Larson was awesome in that. But, of course, Martian is great, too, and there's some other good ones. But, I love watching the Oscars. Okay, remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Alan Christensen of Seattle. I said, think of 3 8-letter words that are identical in spelling except for the fourth letter. And each word contains a G that is pronounced differently in all 3 words. What words are they? Well, the answer is stranger, stringer, and stronger. Stranger has a soft G sound, stringer has a hard G, and stronger actually has 2 G sounds, stronger.
Okay, we got over 170 correct answers this week. And our randomly selected winner is Barbara Haven. She lives in Folsom, California, and she joins us on the line now. Barbara, congratulations.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. Hi, Will.
Hey.
So how'd you figure it out?
I thought about the words, and it didn't come to me for a while. And then I heard the word stranger in conversation and recognized that as an unusual G and realized there were 2 other words with only 1 letter different.
Nice. So, of course, Folsom, very famous for that Johnny Cash song. Do you get sick of people asking you about that when you tell them you're from Folsom, but I can't help myself?
No, we have a bike trail named after Johnny Cash, too.
Do you listen to a lot of, are you a Johnny Cash fan?
No, not really.
Not really. So, are you ready to play the puzzle, Barbara?
Yes, I'm ready.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Barbara and Rachel. Every answer today is the name of a movie that has won in one of the top 4 categories at the Oscars: Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor or Actress. Every answer is a solid word or name, and identify the movies from their anagrams. For example, if I said go asunder, you would say dangerous. 1935 movie for which Betty Davis won Best Actress.
Whew.
And I gave you that because that's the hardest one.
Okay,
so
good.
Put that behind
hard.
You. Number one is USA Made. USA Made. Rearrange those 7 letters to name a movie. It was 1984's Best Picture.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I was watching any movies in 84, but...
And it's the middle name of a famous composer.
Amadeus.
Yeah,
Amadeus is correct.
Amadeus.
There you go. Number two is On a Plot. Onaplot. It's a 1986 movie. Won Best Picture and Best Director. And it was a war movie. How's that for a hint?
Platoon.
Oh,
Platoon is correct. In Attic. INATTIC.
Oh.
Best Picture, Best Director.
I'm kind of wondering about those 2 T's staying together and not coming up with anything. Rachel, do you have an idea?
Yeah, I think it's Titanic.
It is Titanic.
Titanic.
that little film.
That little film.
Yeah.
Here's your next one. Not Apt. You're looking for a name, a last name.
Patton.
Great.
Patton is
General.
I did not see
there
that.
There you
good.
Go. TOCAP. TOECAP. It's 2005. And it got the award for Best Actor.
I almost said Capone, but it isn't Capone. Capote.
Yes,
Capote. Capote is it. Good. And here's the last one. Gold Tiara. 2000, Best Picture, and it was also the movie for which Russell Crowe won Best Actor. Starts with a G.
Gladiator.
Oh,
Gladiator,
good job.
Is it?
I did not see that one. Barbara, well done.
What fun.
So for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Barbara, where do you listen to us?
I listen to you on KXJZ FM. That's Capital Public Radio.
Barbara Haven of Folsom, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Barbara.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
What 2 8-letter terms in math are anagrams of each other? One word is from geometry, and the other is from calculus. What words are they? So again, 2 8-letter terms in math that are anagrams of each other, one of them from geometry, one from calculus. What words are these?
Okay, you know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle, find that submit your answer link, and then you click on it. Limit yourself to one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, March 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call. And then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Mr. Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.